It is that time of the week when we take a look at your finances in all sorts of different ways. Last week, we spoke about the various investment avenues. We talked about how they've performed in the time of COVID-19. And from the current rates on fixed deposits and the returns on unit trusts, the performance of the JSE, you can actually go back and listen to our podcast on that. We were able to extrapolate quite a lot in terms of what Samke Mhlongo, our private banker turned wealth coach, actually said to us. But we had one of our listeners on the SMS line asking us why we didn't discuss triple BEE shares. Now, if you're a black South African investor sitting with money in MTN Zakhele Futhi scheme, Sasol Kanyisa, or any of the other listed triple BEE schemes, then you may want to listen up, because we're going to be discussing performance and options with the private banker turned wealth coach, Samke Mhlongo, who joins us on the line now. Samke, hi there. Always good to have you on the program, Samke. So we're looking at a very niche part of the investor market now that has invested in schemes that are particularly destined for previously disadvantaged people. And give us an idea of what the landscape looks like in terms of this sort of investment.
Thank you so much, Joanne. And I think following on from the discussion you just had, it's people are desperate now for any avenues of realizing their cash and their investments. And we know that certain investments have been given concessions or reliefs where you can either access it early, or you can pause a repayment on a premium, or you can even get relief in terms of the debt. But with triple BEE shares anyway, it doesn't seem that there's been any relief made. And on the contrary, investors are actually losing value, because we know that triple BEE share schemes are actually invested in the parent company. So your MTN Zakhele will have MTN as the investment, and so it'll track the performance of those shares. And if I quickly may just look at what those shares have been doing, particularly Sasol, MTN, SAB, AB, InBev, some of the bigger ones, we know that Sasol over the past 6 months has lost about 75% in value, SAB, AB InBev losing about 37%, and MTN losing about 50%. Now, the thing with triple BEE share schemes is this: there's a lock-in period in the initial scheme's life of about 3 to 4 years, with an opening from about year 4 to year 5 where you can trade amongst other qualifying South African black investors. So it's certainly the liquidity element or the restraint of trade or tradability of triple BEE shares that makes it quite a difficult and niche investment.
Right. So there's a period of time for which you usually have to hold those shares before you can sell them on, isn't it? Isn't there, Samke?
Absolutely. So from when the scheme is launched, you'll find about 3 to 4 years, as mentioned. But afterwards, as in the case of MTN Zakhele Futhi, which was opened in or came into inception in 2016 for a period of 3 years, after that locked period of 3 years, you were able to then trade it with other BEE shareholders, and that scheme is listed on the JSE Empowerment segment, and you can trade that with other BEE shareholders and investors. But of course, there's a limitation on the liquidity of that share. You need to have a willing buyer,
right,
to buy that share, and a willing qualifying buyer. So it does make realizing your value from that share, exiting that share when it's not performing or when you need cash urgently, certainly more difficult than you would with shares that are listed on the JSE main board.
And Samke, that's a really important point you're making. So it's not just a matter of selling the shares on. It's a matter of finding people who qualify for the definition of what a BEE shareholder should be. How difficult or easy is it for you as the average person to conclude a transaction of that nature?
Well, one of the biggest hurdles you'll first need to cross is that you need to not only register on the platform that trades the MTN share, well, any triple BEE shares rather, but you also need to be verified that you are indeed a qualifying individual or group before you can trade in those shares. So those are some of the hurdles in getting in to the scheme if you want to purchase, but also if you want to trade, like I said, in terms of Zakhele Futhi, where it's now freely tradable, I would need to still go through a verification process that I, Samke Mhlongo or Joanne Joseph, are indeed a qualifying black investor.
Thank you so much for your advice there. Samke Mhlongo, a private banker turned wealth coach at TNC Wealth Partners.